Hi, this is Brother Mo Niles of Temple Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, and I'd like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with Pastor Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow.
Oh, that land where living waters flow, my soul is longing to be there. And some glad day I know I'll go to live forever in the air.
And now, with our message for this Lord's Day, is our pastor, Cliff Lawton.
And thank you, Brother Mo Niles, and welcome to you, dear friends and listeners. What a joy, what a thrill, what a privilege it is to come to you by means of these stations as you journey with us to a very special spiritual oasis in the desert of sin that we affectionately call Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, thanking you for tuning in to these stations. And we'd like to welcome those new stations. We thank God for giving us the opportunity to be on The Voice. And we love that station, KVOI AM 690, every Lord's Day morning at 7:30. And we look forward to meeting with you. I hope you'll make this a part of your schedule. One dear brother was talking to me about his routine that he has. You know, I want you to make this a part of your routine of life, to visit us at this oasis in the desert of sin on AM 690. I know you're used to news talk and debate and all of that. I'm not a debater, I'm a declarer. And I hope that you'll just listen, give us the opportunity to kind of grow on you. Will you do that? And I heard somebody say, a banker say, come grow with us. I'd like you to come grow with us here at Streams in the Desert. And I just want to encourage you folks down in KAPR down there in Douglas, we're going down to 300 miles into Mexico. We thank God for that opportunity. And we're going to have maybe a testimony in Spanish, not this week, but in weeks to come, hopefully. And that'll be a help and a blessing to you. And then the folks up at KJAA, up in Mesa, Superior, Globe area, clear over to Globe. And we just want to encourage you, you're listening to us at 7:30 on the Lord's Day morning. We thank God for that. And at the end of this particular broadcast, those of you who are here in this area, in the Tucson area, we want to encourage you to go to your television and go to Cox 98 for the new pastor study. That'll be a blessing to you. Alternate Friday nights on Cox 120 and Comcast 73, I believe it is. Let me see here. Comcast 72 it is, I guess. And then on Sunday morning, what is it, Brother Mo? Is it Comcast 73 or 72 Sunday morning? 72, yeah. 73. It's on Cox 120, Comcast 72 on alternate Fridays, and every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on Cox 98, Comcast 73. So I just want to encourage you to tune in. And as well, then you can just, if you can't get enough of us, you can go turn on the TV and visit with us over there. We'd sure like to have you do that. And I want to welcome a new announcer. I want to thank God for Brother Mo Niles. He was saved through the radio ministry. And about how many years ago, Brother Mo?
8 years.
About 8 years ago, through Pastor Bowler. Pastor Bowler used to be on about 4 hours from 8 o'clock at night to 12 midnight on Sunday nights. And thank God that, you know, this dear brother was saved through the radio ministry. And I meet people down through the highways and byways of life were saved through, whether it was radio or TV or even now the website ministry. I tell you what, folks, it's exciting how many hooks we can get out into the water. It's out into the ocean of souls. And so thank God for you, Brother Mo, being saved through and receiving Christ through the radio ministry. And then also we have Brother Bob Perry. He was saved through the television ministry, and we thank God for that. So go to our website, friend, tbctucson.com, tbctucson.com. We certainly want to encourage you to do that. And we appreciate those who do write to us. One precious soldier from Iraq He says, we praise God for you, Pastor Lawton, and we please thank all of your church for their prayers. The Holy Spirit moves through prayer and keep praying for Iraq. So we want to thank God for this dear soldier in Iraq. And he says, thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your faithfulness to the Lord as pastor at Temple Baptist Church. And we appreciate that so very much. And so let's pray. And he tells us that he downloaded 26 broadcasts to his computer. Amen? That's great. What a blessing. I remember Brother Bob here writing to me, I don't know, it was over a year ago, and you said you were downloading them down into your iPod. I don't even have an iPod. I don't know what it is. They look like packs of cigarettes to me. And so I want to stay away from that. But those little things are powerful, man. You got how many gigabytes? How many gigabytes can those things hold, Bob?
Up to 30 gigabytes.
I can't even believe that. 30 gigabytes. That's a lot of stuff, man. That's a lot of songs and a lot of things. Now they got these iPods with little screens on them, right? They're like little TVs now. So, and we thank God for one dear brother writing to us from Iowa who picks up the telecast in Iowa. Hello, Pastor Cliff. He says, Linda and I want to thank you for taking the time to send us your letter and a check for $10. I said, the first fella who writes to us from Iowa out there, I'm going to send him a personal check for $10. Well, I thought he'd get mad and send it back to me because he had sent an offering, but here I sent him a check for $10. He said, we've been supporting a local program here called Shoes That Fit for children needing shoes, boots, or clothing for the cold winters here in Iowa. The $10 along with our contribution will soon be a part of that program to make a young child happy. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, you guys don't know what cold winters are. You think, well, it's cold, kind of cold if it dips into the 60s around here. I'm going to tell you guys something. When it's 20 below outside and the wind is blowing, I'm telling you what, and you got a wind chill of a negative 30 below zero, I'm telling you what, when you spit on the ground, it's frozen before it gets there. I want to tell you something. We lived in Wisconsin for over 30 years, and I thank God for bringing us down to the Southwest, where it's a little warmer. But this dear brother says, God bless you, Brother Cliff, for all that you do. We pray for you and your continued success with the new pastor study and streams in the desert. We watch your program Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on cable channel 15 here in Des Moines. Well, that's pretty good, man. Cable 15, that's pretty high up. That's like 690, you know. Brother Doug Martin was telling me that getting the lower on the dial you are, the more powerful the station is. So praise God for AM 690, The Voice, and the privilege to be there. I hope you'll write to us at P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. We'd sure love to hear from you, dear friend. And I'll tell you what, anybody in Douglas that writes to me, I will send you a personal check. This is a reverse televangelist, hey? I'm going to send you a check for $10. You write to me from Douglas. Anybody that listens to us on KAPR, anybody listens to us on KNXN down in Sierra Vista, I'll send you a check for $10. Or anybody on KJAA up in Globe. Now, if you all write, then Bob's going to send it, right? Okay. No, he doesn't. Yeah, I'm telling you, the first one that writes to me, that gets to me, I'll send. If they both come in the same day, I'll send out personal checks. I just want you to know how valuable your letters are to us, more than your offering. You want to send something to this brother, send us $100. You know, bless his heart. Now, we're not asking for money. I'm asking for you to communicate with us. Go on the website and email us. Say, I hate your program. Say, I don't like it. It's discouraging. Whatever you want to say. But I hope you'll encourage us to at least know that you're out there and you're listening. This is the first day of fall, and I'm excited about that because I love the fall season. It's a time of harvest, and autumn represents many things. You know, Jeremiah said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved, Jeremiah 8:20. So let us dedicate ourselves in the autumn time to service for Christ. Autumn means that summer is past, school has started. It's time to get back to be busy for the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you have a wonderful fall and that God will bless you as you spend the fall season. Also yesterday, September 22nd, in 1871, Charlotte Elliott went on to be with the Lord Jesus. in Brighton, England. You say, who was Charlotte Elliott? She wrote probably the most famous invitation song that we sing today. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. You know, I think about Charlotte Elliott. She was a preacher's daughter. An evangelist came to her church and came there, and she was kind of an invalid. And she looked at that evangelist and said, you know, I'm too wicked for God to save, and he wouldn't save me. You know, that precious evangelist said to her, Charlotte, you just come just as you are, sweetheart. Come just as you are. And that's exactly what she did. And she wrote that precious song, Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me, and That Thou Bidst. Boy, I'll tell you what, that sure beats those rock and roll contemporary choruses, I'll tell you what. Praise God for Charlotte Elliott and for her wonderful ministry in music through that great song. I think she wrote a couple other songs. I'm not sure what they are. In Proverbs chapter 17, we just came through Friend Day, and I just want to encourage you. You pray for us at Temple Baptist Church. We're excited about what the Lord is doing there, and we ask you to pray for us. And we're going to give you information on the services and the address there in a moment. Proverbs chapter 17, it says in verse 17, it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Did you hear me? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, I thank God for the friends. Over this past week, I took some time and I listed some of my friends. And, of course, Jesus is at the top. I thank God for the friend that we have that sticks closer than a brother. You know what? If you say, I am so-and-so's friend, then you better be there, friend, when that person is having a hard time. When he's going through adversity, I want to challenge you and encourage you. Soon after Jack Benny died, George Burns was interviewed on TV. He says, Jack and I had a wonderful friendship for nearly 55 years, Burns said. Jack never walked out on me when I sang a song, and I never walked out on him when he played the violin. We laughed together, we played together, we worked together, we ate together. I suppose for many of those years we talked every single day. You have a friend like that? Well, you know, whether there's somebody in human flesh that can do that or not, you have a friend, you can have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The word Philadelphia means human affection, brotherly love. It means being an affectionate friend. Samuel Coleridge wrote a poem entitled Youth with and Age, with the line, friendship is a sheltering tree. That's a wonderful word picture, isn't it? Friends are those whose lives are like branches, and we who are in the hot, sunny desert said they provide shade, they provide refuge from the demanding, irritating, searing rays of the hot sun. You can find comfort by them. You can find strength near them. They are tree-like in that they bear fruit that provides nourishment and encouragement. So, dear friend, God wants us to be friends, friends that sticks closer than a brother. We sang that great song written by Dr. Hiles last Sunday. There is a friend who's closer than a brother. There is a friend who never walks away. There is a friend as loyal as a mother. There is a friend who's by your side to stay. Thank you for being that friend, always a friend to the end, showing that love doth transcend. Oh, thank you. God bless you for being our friend. You see, a friendship is one of those relationships that we choose. We can't choose our father, our mother, our brother, our sister. You see, someone has said that friendship is a high and lofty relationship. Few ever know its depth. Most never know a friend, and certainly most never are a friend. Hence, the great relationships of life are husband-wife, mother-daughter, father-son, brother-sister, and friend. Happy, you see, don't ever forget this. Happy is the man who has a friend. Happier is the man who is a friend. Happiest is the man who has a friend and who is a friend. Oh, how happy I am. I thank God for a birthday card that a dear lady gave me that I kind of grew up with. She was we called her Auntie Murr. And I don't even want to say what she used to call me. She used to call me Squash Blossom. when I was a boy. And she'd wake up, "Wake up, Squash Blossom." I did not like that name, believe me. But, you know, I thank God for her because she wrote down in my card, my birthday card, a few weeks ago, "A friend loveth at all times." Proverbs 17:17. She came down to the studio and watched us as we produced the show down there. And I said, "Now, Mary, I'm going to say some things that probably anger you. Don't walk out on me." She says, "Proverbs 17:17. I thank the Lord for that. "A friend loveth at all times." You know, when the tide is high and when the waves are beating against us. Oh, listen. I had a friend and when I was a boy, Mike Wolf, bless his heart. And we had a little club called the Junior Jet Tightwads. We were blood brothers, you know. And he went on his way and I went on my way. He went on to be the band leader for Arsenio Hall and the Arsenio Hall show. He was called the Posse there. And I went on to be a Baptist preacher. And those are two different forks in the road, dear friend. And I thought that was the greatest friendship of life. Little did I know that when I trusted Christ as my Savior, that Jesus became my friend. And that now I have friendships that transcend all those relationships. You know, I called a dear brother up in Wisconsin, Paul Stevens, pastoring the Victory Baptist in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He was probably my best friend in college as I went through Bible college. But I want to say to you, dear friend, I thank God for Brother Paul. But the Bible tells us there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, it says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Thank God for that man that sticks closer than a brother. And I want to tell you something, friend. He is in the midst. In the midst. And we're going to hear that song right now. He's in the midst. He's close, and he's there, and he's your friend, and he's my friend. And I thank God for that. Aren't you so thankful for the fact that he is in our midst?
In the midst of our storm, he's in the valley we walk through. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too.
Amen.
When you feel so all alone, he is standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord, he's in the midst.
Amen.
As you travel down life's road, he is with you every day. With every step you take, he's walked ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. I'll never be alone, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of us.
Amen. You know, I thank the Lord for the West Coast Baptist College singing that song. And he's in the midst, dear friend, and I thank God for that. And I appreciate that so very, very much. You know, I'd like to just extend an invitation to you to visit our website. It's only been up for a month and a half. We had over 16,000 hits on that website. TBCTucson.com. Visit us there. But more than that, dear friend, visit with us at our local church. If you don't have a church home, visit us at Temple Baptist Church, and that's also an oasis in the desert. If we can be a further help to you, I just want to encourage you to come and join with us if you can, if you don't have a church home. And we're at 333 West Drachman, dear friend. That's in the Executive Inn and Suites in the Sonoran Room. They've redone the whole room for us. We thank God for the new carpeting and thank the Lord for that. And we start our Sunday school classes at 10 o'clock, our morning service at 10:30. And we're having a wonderful time there. My wife heads up the Sunday school there for the children. And the evening service is at 5:30. It's a little earlier, I know, but people get out earlier and then they're able to get home and have something to eat. And we just have just a wonderful time. And this Tuesday is going to be Bible study and prayer meeting. But then in October, we're starting our Wednesday Bible study and prayer meeting at 7 p.m. So I want you to join us on not only that, but right after this broadcast is done, you can go to the telecast over on Cox 120, Comcast 72, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. And then alternate Fridays, we just had our broadcast this last Friday. So in 2 weeks, We're going to have a fresh broadcast again. So join us if you can. We thank God for you, and you're always welcome to write to us. And Brother Mo will give that address at the end.
Our Lord is in the midst.
Amen. What a blessing, dear friend. We're talking about friendship right now. We're talking about being a friend. We're talking about having a friend. And we're talking about the friend who sticks closer than a brother. You know, be not deceived, dear friend. Evil communications corrupt good manners, it says in 1 Corinthians. And I just want to say to you, be careful who your friends are. Because you're going to become like your friends. You're going to become who your friends are. I think of a young man back in the Old Testament. You know, David had a lot of problems in his life, didn't he? And one of those problems he had was Amnon and Absalom and Adonijah. I call them the AAA club. And the bad boys of David. And the Bible says, it came to pass after this, Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed. Amnon thought it was hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon, the Bible says, Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab. Well, the devil used him. The Bible says he was a subtle man. And so he said, why don't you feign that you're sick, fake that you're sick, and have Tamar come and take care of you. And that's exactly what he did, and he raped his own sister. Now, why did that happen? Because he had a friend, a quote friend, really an enemy, who was an acquaintance of his. And Jonadab said, why don't you do this? And so he brought shame to that household. We think of Rehoboam over in 1 Kings chapter 12. And here was Rehoboam, and Rehoboam should have listened to the older men, but he didn't. He went and listened to his friends. He forsook the counsel of the old men, the Bible says in 1 Kings 12 and verse 8. He forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, which stood before him. Yeah, his, quote, friends. And he said, well, my fingers are going to be thicker than my father's loins. He basically said, you know what? He said, I don't care what you people think. I'm going to be king here. I'm going to do what I want. You know what? That split the kingdom. Oh, listen, we need to be careful in our churches. We need to be careful who our friends are. We need to be careful with our tongues. We need to be careful with our attitudes. Let's be a uniting, encouraging influence to our pastor and to the people and to our friends. You see, bad friends corrupt. Good friends bless. I'm thankful for that. In Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, it talks about good friends. And I hope and pray that you have some good friends in your life, because if you don't, then you're going to slide, friend. You're going to go right back to the old world. The Bible says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And so, Proverbs 13:20. So wise and good friends bless us and make us wiser. Whoso walketh with wise men shall be wise. And that's why I always endeavored over my Christian life to get with some older men of God, some men of God who have trod the path of suffering and power. That's why I appreciated Pastor Bowler so much, is because all of the battles that he had been through, he stood faithful, and I commend him for that. And he's in glory now. He's got his crowns, and I'm sure he's rejoicing there. And so, dear friend, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's our best friend. And not only can we be a friend, not only can we have a friend, but, dear friend, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. Are you thankful for Jesus today? Oh, I am so thankful for him. I rejoice in the fact that he loved me and gave himself for me. In John chapter 15, I praise God for him. He says, a greater love hath no man than this, it says in verse 13. He says, this is my commandment, verse 12, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 15:13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants. I love this. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me. Oh, I love this verse too. Right after he says we're his friends. What a privilege, by the way. Have you ever thought about the impact and the striking, remarkable relationship that we can have with Christ, that we can be His friend. Oh, listen, friend. Ye have not chosen me, he said, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And so, how much of a blessing is this, that we have this friend who sticks closer than a brother. And what makes him so special, dear friend? He's a friend. He loves us more than anyone could. He loves us with a greater love, John 15:13. He says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And then we have, he made the greatest sacrifice. Yes. And then he's more faithful. Hebrews 13:5. Oh, thank God for the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for his mighty power. And he's with us. And he's our friend. Not only our Savior, but our friend. You know, I want you to keep that in mind. If you're not sure about your personal salvation, let us know. God bless you until next week.
And thank you again for that message, Pastor Lawton. And thank you, dear friend, for tuning in on this Lord's Day to Streams in the Desert where Living Waters Flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious Word. And if you're not sure about your own personal salvation or you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you. So be sure to visit us at tbctucson.com or write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona 85703. God bless you richly, and be sure to visit us next Lord's Day on these stations for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.